Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have decided to join in on the ministry. On tonight, we're going to talk about the strength of the Lord. I said on tonight, we're going to talk about the strength of the Lord. We've been working on technology and trying to retrieve the websites, and so we're back. We're back up, and we are going to praise the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God and my family and my friends and each and every one of you who are on the Afrida Love Show on tonight. I want to thank all of my newcomers. I want to thank all of my veterans who are already on the line and who are here and present every day. Thank you so much. And I just want to welcome everyone, and if you have someone, text them. Tell them that the Afrida Love Show is on, and they will receive a blessing from the Lord, I am sure, because God is great and worthy to be praised. Without further ado, I would like to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by his wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. Thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask for something be said or done to edify and magnify who you are. We thank you for each and every person who is on the line and those who would join momentarily or those who would join a little bit later. We thank you, Holy Father, for your grace and your divine power and your majesty. We ask, would something be said or done to magnify who you are? We ask, would you help us to be more like you and emulate who you are? We thank you for the creation. We thank you for in the beginning when you created the heavens and the earth. We thank you for thinking of enough of us to create who we are and to help mold us into the people that you would have us to be. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you continue to bless this ministry and bless each and every aspect of the speaking and the ministry that is going forth. And as we embark upon the holidays, we ask that you help us to be of service to others and to unselfishly give that we have. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done and the things you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I'm so excited that we're on air. I know we have conducted live streams since the technology was a little challenged, and we were unable to access the technology that we needed. But God still made a way where we were able to use satellite, and we were able to still have the ministry. So without further ado, we're going to get into praise and worship, because I believe in praise and worship. And you have to excuse me, I'm experiencing a headache right now and getting my voice back, amen. But we're not complaining. We're excited. Amen. I'm just letting you know. All right. So without further ado, we're going to listen to Pastor Benny Hinn, Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. Then after which, we're going to talk a little bit about I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I remember, and I'm going to say this, I remember when I was running track and I had this shirt made that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I believe that still. I believe that life is a race, and I believe that each day we're running, trying to make it to the finish line. We're always trying to make it to the prize. And so each day is a journey. It's not a short race. It's a journey in which you have to have endurance, because every day you should be winning. Amen. That's the goal. Every day we're winning. It doesn't matter what it looked like, what it sounded like. Every day you're winning. When you wake up, you're a winner. because you have the opportunity to run another race. And so that's how we feel on the AfriToLoveShow.com. God has blessed us, and we're going to be on a couple of platforms and things like that. But without further ado, let's go ahead and listen to Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah.
Let them understand that by the Spirit, we give you our hearts. Take every bit of it. We give you our minds, confused and chaotic at times. Every part of it. Take this body again. living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. A living sacrifice.
That was Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah, which we know that hallelujah is the highest praise. Next, we're up to our message, which comes from Philippians 4:13. And what I want you to do is I want you to think about, pray about, be about, begin to study about that mountain. I want you to picture a mountain. And, you know, mountains are high. I remember when I was at the beach and we were close to a mountain. Mountains are high. And one of the things about a mountain is that the mountain starts from the ground up. So I want you to think about, what do you feel like is a mountain in your life? What is the mountain that you have to spiritually climb, that you have to mentally climb in order to reach where God wants you to be? So when we think about the spirituality of climbing, which is moving forward, we also have to think about faith, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize. You can draw a map. Not a map. Yeah, we're going somewhere. I want you to draw a mountain. And I want you on that mountain, I want you to put what the mountain is in your life. Now, it could be a goal. A lot of people think of a mountain as something that's hard. But when you have a goal, when you're trying to reach something, that is a mountain because it is elevating you to where God wants you to be. So I want you to go ahead and draw that mountain, and it doesn't have to be perfect. Just draw a mountain. I know that you've experienced a mountain from either seeing it on TV or actually in person. And so I want you to draw that mountain. And I want you on that mountain at the top, because when God does things, God starts from the top, which he calls the head. I want you to write down what the mountain is in your life. Either a mountain can be something challenging or a mountain can be something that you want to reach. Either way, you're going to have to work hard to get it. Okay? Now, so you have your mountain and you have your one thing. Notice I said one. You have your one idea, your one challenge on your mountain, which is at the top. Okay? Now, when we look at the verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, I want you to put Christ in the mountain. And I want you to put okay, where you put your challenge, where you put your goal, okay? Now, so you have a mountain, you have Christ, which I placed, let me tell you how I did this, I placed Christ in the center, and there's no right or wrong way. I don't want to make this complicated. This is not rocket science, people, okay? So, wherever you strategically place this, I want you to hear me as God is speaking, okay? I want you to hear me. So don't think you have to have it a perfect way, because however you put it, this is what God is revealing, okay? So you have your mountain, and you place Christ by the mountain, and then you have your challenge on top of the mountain, okay? And you put I by your challenge, and then you put Christ, okay? I put Christ in the center. This is not a scripted ministry or anything. I put Christ in the center. What God is saying is God wants to be the center of everything. Okay? If you're that person that put Christ in the center, God says, you need to put me in the center. I don't want to be on the right side. I don't want to be on the left side. I want to be in the center of your life. I want to be in the heart of your life. I have some things for you. I want to be in control. I want to be in the center. There are things that we have. God says you are aligned to the will of God. But God says, I want to be the center of your life. That means when God said that, God says that he's going to center you. Center you means a shift. That's what God is speaking. He says, I'm going to center you. He says, I'm going to shift. He says, you are moving towards what I expect you to be, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Spiritually, God wants us to be, he wants to be the center. If you place God in the center, God says, I need to be in the center of your life. Okay? God wants to be in control of everything because God has great blessings. Now, let me tell you something. The reason why God says put him in the center, especially if you put Christ in the center without even knowing this, okay? The reason why God wants us to be, to place him in the center is because God says that he has powerful things for you. These are the people who were called to ministry. These were the people who were called to a higher being. These are the people, God says, who are chosen by God, who have favor on their lives. God says that he's raining down on their lives. He says, and the reason why he's so particular and wants to be centered is because he wants to be in control of every great thing that he's blessed us with. He says, because the enemy tries to, in other words, how did God put it? The enemy, he says, the enemy doesn't want to see God in the center, nor you being blessed. Do you see what I'm saying? And so you have to put, we have to put and keep God in the center of our lives. Because when God is in the center of our lives, you begin to focus on God, and you're not focusing on the naysayers. You're not focusing on the people who God calls are busybodies. You're focusing on God. And when you focus on God, then you're able to reach your destination. Don't focus on the chatter and all of the other things. You need to focus on God. Listen to the voice of God. So center, if you're in the center, God has a special anointing on your life. These will be the ministers. These will be the prophets. These will be the bishops. These will be those who have an expectancy from God, those who have not been called yet, but God has an anointing on your life. If you put Christ in the center, God says he wants you centered. You are very powerful in the kingdom of God. Just because you fall doesn't mean that you're going to stay that way. God says he picks you up, turns you around, places your feet on solid ground, and helps you to move forward. Now, on the left side, God says you are forgetting those things that are behind you and you're pressing toward those things that are before you. You put those things behind. You have... You place God on the left side because in the center, right, in the center, you are dealing with a spiritual warfare. And on the right side, okay, on the right side, you are having to make a decision. When we talk about this, and this is from God. You're having to make a decision, and so you're on the left side. The left side means that you're forgetting those things that are behind you, and you're pressing toward those things that are before you. The middle here, right, there is a spiritual warfare. And God is pulling at you because he wants you to be still and know that he's God so that you can remain in the center. You don't have to fight any battles. You don't even have to go to battle. God says, be still and know that I am God. Why is the right side void. The right side of your mountain, the right side of your challenge is void, because God is giving you the opportunity to center your life in Christ. We all should be centered. You notice that when I said, when we were in the category of centered, God says, you placed me in the center. Now I need you to focus on the center to get to your destiny. Well, you're on the left side, which is very close to the center of where God wants you to be. But you are caught up in a spiritual warfare, meaning that you're staying up at night, meaning that you're worried about something, meaning that you're not getting sleep, meaning that you're just not enjoying life. You're miserable. Okay? And so the right side, God is giving you an opportunity to come back to the middle, which is being grounded in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? So if you're on the left side, right, then that particular left side is that you have decided, you're indecisive. Okay? And you, in the middle, there is a warfare. Let it go. Pray unto God. You have to stop listening to people. And you have to pray unto God so that you can become centered and reach your destination. The right side is open. God is giving you an opportunity to come back to the middle. That is your place. God calls it a place of refuge. The right side is a place of refuge. God says that should be your prayer life. God is leaving it open for your prayer life. Okay? So if you place Christ on the left side, there is a spiritual war going on in the middle. Therefore, God has things for you, but you're missing it because you're too worried and you're too busy in the battle. And God says the battle's already won. Why are you still on the battlefield? He says, be still and know that I am God, and remain centered. Okay? Now, the right side is always the prayer side. God says he gives you the opportunity, he gives you the chance to come to the middle. Now, if you're on the right side, if you're on the right side is very unique, because on the right side you're praying unto God. You believe and you trust in God. You know that there is a God. But in the middle, instead of a spiritual war going on, you're dealing with yourself. And it's one thing to deal with the spiritual warfares and to deal with people, but to have a war within yourself is very, very concerning. Because when you have a war in yourself, you have lost, okay? You have, God calls it, you need to believe in yourself. You can't allow people to bring you down. See, you have a prayer life. You believe in God, but you are listening to the wrong people. So therefore, because you placed Christ on the right side, yes, you are praying. You're doing everything. You are praying. You believe. You trust in God. Okay? But in the middle, there is people. And you do know, and I've told y'all this many times, and some people still don't get it, because this shouldn't be. There are people who want to see you succeed, and there are people who want to see you fail. You have to discern in your life what you're going to listen to. Okay? You have to know the difference between just criticalness and the difference between being helpful. Right? You have to know the difference, and you have to have an ear for that. Because if not, you're going to remain on the right side believing and trusting in God, but you're going to continue to miss the blessing that God has for you because you're listening to people and you're not focusing on God. Does that make sense? You're not focusing on God, so therefore, you know, you missed the mark. You missed the bus. The bus has passed you by. It's gone. Okay? So you have to understand and recognize that the prayer life is good, and we have to continue to have the prayer life. With that prayer life, though, we have to hold on to Jesus Christ and have Jesus Christ in the middle, the center of our lives at all times. So it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who strengthens you? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who wakes you up in the morning. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who starts showing your way. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives you a reasonable portion of your health and strength. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. That's personal. I can do all things. What things? The things that seem impossible in your life. The things that seem insurmountable, those mountains. Look at your goals. Look at your challenge. That thing right there, that's what we're talking about. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Okay? No matter what the world says, no matter what it looks like, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you have to believe that. You have to believe that first. There is no one who can make you believe but you, and of course God. But you have to believe that you can do all things. You have to believe that you're more than a conqueror. You have to believe that you're smart enough. You have to believe that you're good enough. You have to believe that you're capable enough to do what God has asked you to do. And you can't listen to just things. You have to listen to the Spirit of God at all times. Right? You have to do that. All right. So, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians. And so, be sure to read that, Philippians 4 and 13. Be sure to read Philippians 4 and 13 and understand that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It says Christ who strengthens me. And so, if, like I said, you place Christ in the middle or the center, then God wants to be first in your life. He wants to be over everything. Okay? You have a special calling. You have a special anointing. You have a special, a special calling and anointing on your life. And so, therefore, God wants to take care of everything that he's given unto you. Okay, he wants to be the overseer. You placed Christ on the left, then you want to make sure that you understand that there is a spiritual warfare. God wants you to be still and know that he's God. Okay, you're in the middle, but there is a spiritual warfare in the middle, and God says, be still, know that I'm God. And of course, if you place the Lord on the right side, then you have a great prayer life. Keep it up. But you have to know and you have to be able to discern what to listen to so that you can become centered with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that you can reach your destination. That's what God wants us to know. He wants us to know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When does God strengthen us? He strengthens us all the time, every day. When we wake up in the morning, God strengthens us. And he gives us a reasonable, and that's a good word, a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And so we should continue to edify and magnify who he is, right? Because he does that. He does great things. He does wonderful things. And so, you know, you have to continue to just do the will of God. Continue to do the will of God. Continue to mount up with wings as eagle. How do you do that? Continue to trust God and look up towards the hills from which cometh all of your help. All of your help, all of our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Amen. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night because I need to take some medicine and go to sleep. Be sure to continue to uplift, empower your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. the gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook Afri to Love at AlfredaLove. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, there are going to be a few plays going on, starting Gospel in 2019. We're bringing back the plays. I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to also write a play. I need some good actors and actresses. We're going to have the theater plays around Texas first, of course. Charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. I believe in that, and I receive that. And I want you to be a part of it. So if you're an actor or actress, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And we can talk about it. Also, puppet shows. We have some puppet shows on the weekend, so please be sure to check your calendars. I will have some announcements for the puppet shows that are on the weekends for the children. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to check out the educational forums. One of the things that we're talking about is the fact that education, there are many different factors with education. We talk about teacher retention. We talk about accountability. We talk about just the motivational factors within schools, just the motivational factors. And we talk about motivation. Motivation, we said it wasn't intrinsic or intrinsic. Motivation comes through, I want to say osmosis. I have a couple of my listeners said, "Oh, yeah." Motivation actually derives from environment. It really does. And when I say environment, the experiences that you've had, you can't become motivated in an hour. You can't become motivated in 2 hours or 3 hours. You can become interested. But as far as motivation, that has to be environmental, and it has to be those particular things that interest you in the outside world that helps you to bring the outside world into the inside world to make meaning. You can't make meaning if you don't have any outside world experience with knowledge. It doesn't. So the type of literature, the type of things that we're writing as a team is how is incorporating those things on the outside and bringing them on the inside in order to form meaning. If that, you know, and that's just the parameters of good education. In addition to that, we have, let's see here, we have the ministry that's going to come on tomorrow, Gospel, which is the book study, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. I have a meeting tomorrow, but after the meeting, then we're going to have a book study with The Spiritual Guide on the Go by yours truly, Dr. Afri to Love. All right. I have a couple of speaking engagements I want to invite you to, and I'm going to put that on my Facebook page. And also, we have a couple of opportunities for you to write some articles. We have some conventions on weekends in Vegas, as in Las Vegas, yes, yes. We have some conventions in other places, and so I want to make sure that you have that particular information so that you will be able to have that opportunity. In addition to that, as I said before, I want to welcome each and every one of you back to the ministry. Because we have live stream, we're live streaming, and also we have radio broadcast, and so I want to welcome you back to that. In addition to that, you may subscribe to my newspaper. I'm going to also place a link on my website and also on my Facebook page. I want you to please be sure to subscribe. It's free, and it's entitled The News You Can Use Daily by Dr. Afri to Love. And so I want to make sure that you subscribe to that if that's your pleasure. In addition to that, just keep praying and keep trusting in God, because we serve a true and a living God. And because we serve a true and a living God, we're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so that's just the basics. That's just what God wants us to do, and we're going to do everything that God has assigned us to do. And so just continue to trust and believe in the power of God and the wisdom of God, and continue to do his will. All right? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Goodbye.